The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The energy so exciting.
Highlight reel. Touchdown.
They trying to drown me out. But yo, can you hear it?
They caught it. It's
yeah.
The near the end zone. Touchdown.
They trying to drown me out. Can you hear it?
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Ball suck.
And what?
And
get a people!
What they want.
It is week 11 in the NFL season, and it's getting late early for some teams.
It's getting winter time.
One of those teams is the Green Bay Packers, who hosted the Titans last night on Thursday Night Football, and could not get the job done due to the strength and the power of King Henry. The Titans running back had himself a day. Didn't just run all over him. Threw for a touchdown, too. Jalen, we'll get to the Packers, but let's start with the Titans.
I think Derrick Henry is the most unique running back now in the NFL because we've seen him run with power, run with speed, and run for 2,000 yards. But now they're throwing screens to him.
Watch this.
They weren't doing that before. And now he's throwing touchdown passes, which he wasn't doing before. And I want to also applaud the maturation of Ryan Tannehill. I talk about this so very often. Of course, when you grow up and you dream about playing in the NFL, you say, I want to be an MVP. I want to be an all-pro. I want to be an all-time great. But one of the greatest compliments somebody could ever pay you is that you're a seasoned veteran.
Yes.
And what ends up happening is you get to get in the car after certain games and look at your family and friends, be like, y'all just see me outplay Aaron Rodgers? Did y'all just see that tonight? And when Aaron Rodgers is doing his interviews talking about losing Devontae Adams or Valdez Scantling, remind him that I lost A.J. Brown.
Good point.
Remind him of that. And so I love the fact that Vrabel, in an era of spread them out, five wide receivers, nobody
backfield.
They're playing smash mouth old school football. We're going to run the ball. We're going to opportune pass. We're going to try to keep our turnovers down. We're going to try to keep our penalties down and force the other team to play against our physicality.
They drag you to the mud. They drag you to the mud. And they almost got the Chiefs doing the same thing, although the Chiefs won that game. But they can win any game, anytime. They're dangerous in the playoffs. But, Jalen, as much as this was about the Titans playing well, it was also about the ineptitude of the Packers. They had two opportunities on fourth down to get first downs. And, frankly, it wasn't even close. They didn't have to bring out the chains.
So let's talk missed throws by Aaron Rodgers. I believe he missed one to Jones. He missed one to Sammy Watkins. That was a big one. He missed one to Lazard. That was a big one. And when we talk about the Titans' identity, it starts with not allowing a team to run the football. And I'm glad you brought up Patrick Mahomes because the Kansas City Chiefs don't run the football very well. They're not trying to.
No.
That's the best thing that the Green Bay Packers do, even with Aaron Rodgers. And so when you stop the run, like you did against Patrick Mahomes, now it's, can Aaron Rodgers beat us? Patrick Mahomes picked him apart and won the game. Aaron Rodgers wasn't able to do so. But I have to say something very selfishly.
Okay.
I put my chips all in the middle of the table in my big fantasy league. I'm in first place. He was on waivers. I bet all of my waiver money because I don't gamble that part of it well. So I saved all of it. I'm about to get all of it and put it on Christian Watson. I need him on my team.
I just love when you
and
say
I got him on
big
my team.
Fantasy league. You don't mean more teams, more people. You mean more money.
Yes.
That's
yes,
your big
yes,
fantasy
and
league.
And now that we all betting, it is
Jalen,
what it is.
Jalen, there's something happening in the NFC North. When you take a look at the standings, I'd say the Lions are not last place anymore.
No.
They got a puncher's chance, Mr. Rose. Mr. Rose?
Yes, we do. And I remember Aaron Rodgers, and I need you to remind me because there's some cultural differences when I first heard about this.
Uh-oh.
So let's rewind the tape. What did Aaron Rodgers do this offseason?
You always ask me. I've told you a million times.
Ayahuasca. And you need to go to Peru or out of the
South
country.
South America.
Because it's
yes,
illegal in the United States.
Yes.
And you said you need somebody to...
A shaman to guide you through the experience.
Right. So those are the words. Shaman.
Yes.
Those are the two words that I'm... Ayahuasca and shaman. Those are the two words that are cultural. But Aaron Rodgers did this, right? And he said it was going to make him what kind of a teammate?
A better lover and a better teammate.
Okay. Okay, so that's up to the test right now.
It
so
is.
We're going to need to see that for the rest of the season.
Well, there's not too much time left in the season. Some tells me they're not going to climb to the top of the NFC North. But the Lions still can. However, the Lions will not be in Detroit this weekend. The Buffalo Bills will. Thundersnow is going to be in Buffalo. So they will be hosting the Bills in your home city of Detroit. I think this is actually good for the Bills because I feel like a blizzard game, anything can happen. The better team might not win. In Detroit, under neutral stage with better conditions, I think this is great for the Bills and my Bills Mafia.
The Butcher coming.
And the Griselda family.
The Butcher coming.
Shout
to West Side Gun.
Conway.
Conway the Machine. I have to say this. I'm conflicted.
You are?
Like Benny's documentary. Here's why.
Why?
Because the Buffalo Bills have trademarked playing outside and owning the elements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw the elements. The elements are extreme now.
Yes.
As it relates to travel and expecting 5 feet of snow.
Logistics.
And correct. But we play in a dome. So in Michigan, it gets cold, but we decided we're going to have a dome and not take advantage of the wintertime weather as it relates to our opponents. So I'm conflicted because I want to ask you a question. Should Buffalo want to still play in their home arena?
See, I love where your head is at, but I have to bring like facts and rationality into this.
Yes, sir.
The other team could not travel.
Got
because
you.
The snow is going to
got
hit
you.
Early, so it's not like
or
oh,
leave,
should
maybe.
We play in
got
the snow?
You. Okay,
it's the snow is going to hit in that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like
got
window.
You.
So the
got
other
you.
Team would not be able to travel there, which is why it just makes more sense to make the decision now to play in a neutral field. But I'm going to say what I said at the beginning again. This helps the Bills. I will be gambling on the Bills because in a blizzard, anything can happen. And the run game that the Browns have, you never know. We saw that against the Patriots
correct.
Last year with the
correct.
Bills, remember?
Correct.
In that game, that night
correct.
Game?
Correct.
So I feel like in Detroit with a neutral situation with no elements, this is going to be great for the Bills. Bills win.
The Browns got to crank their run game back up. Limited carries the last couple of games from Chubb. They basically relegated Kareem Hunt the last couple of weeks to being irrelevant. And you're right, anything can happen in downtown Detroit. That's why I might go to this game.
I love downtown Detroit.
That's why I might go
love
to this
downtown
game.
Downtown Detroit. And they love Jalen Rose in downtown Detroit. You haven't paid for a drink there in 10 years. 20 probably, 30, who knows. Jalen, very quickly, you know the buyout market in the NBA, how that can change a contender to a champion?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the same thing is happening with Odell Beckham Jr. He has put out his list of teams that he would like to join. Have you noticed that these teams are all in it? Cowboys, Bills, Chiefs, Giants, like they are all leaders in their division, not the Bills, whatever. Not the Cowboys. Doesn't matter. They're all championship contenders, and I feel like Odell Beckham could be a difference maker on one of these teams.
As a veteran that is reinventing himself, I just talked about this with Ryan Tannehill. There was a time when Odell Beckham was playing in New York, and not only was he on a Hall of Fame trek, But he was on a track that many felt like Randy Moss was on. Like you see Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase right now. These great young LSU receivers that have come into the league, stayed healthy, stayed with the team that drafted them, and eventually had success. You see the Vikings having success now. You see the Bengals make it to the Super Bowl. And so that didn't happen in New York. And the famous one-handed catch, a lot of times was the gift and the curse. Because that became something that people saw as the Giants never could win a big game or a playoff game with Odell. He goes to the Rams. He doesn't have to be the dude. Cooper Kupp is the dude. They bring in Von Miller. Yep. They win the Super Bowl with that bunch. He gets injured in the Super Bowl where he could have been MVP.
Already had a touchdown.
Now he becomes a player that probably, because of injury, doesn't have to be there to catch 115 balls to make a difference. But now once the playoffs come, he could be an ultimate difference maker.
As he was last year for the Rams.
Correct.
Jalen, you know I love Ben Simmons. And you know I've been on the Ben Simmons bandwagon.
15 and 11.
KD assisted by Ben Simmons to get the Nets a big win. Can they keep it going? We'll discuss next on J&J. Look at these two games tonight on ESPN. It is the Bucks against the Sixers at 7:30, and then at 10, it is the New York Knicks against the Warriors. It all starts with NBA Countdown with Jalen Rose and the rest of the crew at 7 p.m. We are coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City and brought to you by Grey Goose. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Every single day we have a show, What Do We Do?
And this wasn't the goal by any stretch of the imagination. And as I follow Dawn Staley's tweets and Breonna Stewart's tweets, it continues to remind me that we've been doing this for 274 days, acknowledging that Brittany Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia, and now she's begun serving her unfortunate 9-year prison sentence. So we wish her health and a speedy, safe return to the United
Please
States.
Please get home soon, Brittany. We are thinking about you, always in our minds. Jalen, the Nets played pretty well last night. It was a tight game in the end against the Blazers. Royce O'Neal had a tip-in and a triple-double that got the Nets the win. But you know I'm a Ben Simmons believer, Jalen. I'm a Ben Simmons believer, and I started to lose some faith in that belief early in the season. But last night, he helped KD, and it was a collective win from this Nets squad.
It was, and for those who have been paying attention, Slim Reaper averaging 30, shooting 58% from two, 90% from the line. Ben Simmons, 15 points, 10 boards.
No misses.
7-8 assists. Jock Vaughn playing him a lot of minutes at a small ball five. And you see him getting the ball on the run playing against a five. That's what needs to happen. Or getting him on the wing where he can turn the corner and go downhill. Royce O'Neal with the big tip. How about Watanabe? He made, what, five threes? He was out there playing well for them. It was a good quality win on the road for the Nets.
Watanabe, you were so close, dog.
Watanabe.
You were so close. You were so close, Jalen. You know what? A for effort. One thing that has been
interesting. When you have 20 and 7, you make me pay attention.
Yes. One thing that's been very interesting this season is the lack of Kawhi Leonard on my television screen while I'm watching League Pass. I thought he would be back this year. He has been out of games, on road trips, leaving road trips, getting therapy. But he came back last night against your Pistons, and he played all right.
I'm like, seriously, dog? You don't come back against us?
Yeah.
Without Cade Cunningham out there, shout to Bogdanovich, who's been playing well for us. But Reggie Jackson played well, obviously, against his former team. Zubac was out there grabbing every board. Kawhi didn't have double digits, but just being in the starting lineup and showing his progress is really good for the Clippers, because ultimately, if they're going to achieve their goals, obviously they need the claw playing at an elite level.
Jalen, I need you to be objective for a second. Pistons are not at the top of the standings in the Eastern Conference.
We 3-13.
And are you starting to think about this season as a Victor Wembanyama? I can't say his Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, we just said Watanabe. That's what killed me.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Adam Silver has done a terrific job of changing the lottery odds.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't necessarily work in your favor to, quote unquote, be tanking in November. Yeah. Look at OKC. Look at Utah. They came into this season with the same aspirations. However, I would love to see Victor in Detroit.
He would look so good.
I would love to see Victor
I would
in Detroit.
Love to see our next guest join us on the program.
Bars!
Who's joining us?
Dave East, the lyrical assassin. The Book of David out today. Jalen and Jacoby, next.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, who do we have the honor of joining us right now?
Bars is back. Bars. And our next guest represents NYC to the fullest. 19 singles, 15 mixtapes, 5 music videos, EPs, studio albums, and today, Book of David. Make sure y'all go cop that. Our brother from another, Dave East, joins Jalen and Jacoby. What up, though?
What's goody?
Oh, it's so great to have you on the program. Tell us what fans can expect when they download, when they purchase Book of David with you and Buddha the Future.
Just that authenticity, man, that sound that you got to come to me to get, I feel like, you know what I mean? It's no features. Shouts to Buddha and Grands, they produced the whole project. Shouts to DJ Drama, narrated the whole project. It's one of them bodies of work where I really just zoned out. I really wanted to get in my own world and see how that sounded with no real help from nobody as far as feature-wise. So this is 100% me.
Well, you have to be a lyrical assassin to do an album without features. It reminds me of almost Nas Illmatic type. Did you consider that when you were going into this project?
Yeah, I thought about it. And of all the projects I've released, I always got features on each body of work I ever put out. So I wanted to really see how that felt as far as for my fans and the, you know, my real day one supporters, where it just be me on the body of work. So this is it right here, Book of David.
So you have no features on this project. That makes me so excited to just get a full Dave East experience. But you are one of the best artists that gives features to other people's projects, namely Lloyd Banks. And I'm walking down 6th Avenue the day it came out, and I'm listening to Traffic, and I was like, did he just say Jalen and Jacoby out of nowhere? I had to listen to it like 15 times in a row. I just can't express enough how much that meant to me and how much that means to us that work on the show. Tell me why you just said the words Jalen and Jacoby in the middle of a verse.
I be watching y'all. I be tuned in. So it was fresh in my mind, and I never heard nobody else shout y'all out. So I figure I'll be the first one to do it.
That's love, and we forever grateful. And I must ask, because a lot of people may not know that you 6'5", you stay in shape, and you also got a hoop game. So talk to me about these New York City teams. What you seeing in Brooklyn? What you seeing with the Knicks? What you seeing as it relates to New York basketball in the league right now?
It's kind of hard to be a Knicks fan. I love KD and Kyrie, you know what I mean? But it's we need some wins, man. That's what I'm gonna say. I think we need a consistent run. We need a good run. Even when the Knicks or Brooklyn, we need a good run, man.
So you have bars. Everybody knows that. But you also get buckets, as Jalen alluded to. They always talk about rappers that can hoop. If Quavo comes to mind, if Sheck West comes to mind. Are you still out there getting pickup runs? Are you going head-to-head with anybody? When was the last time you were on the basketball court?
My boy Chris Brickley had me in the gym. So that was probably the real last time I was. And I really wasn't going one-on-one or nothing like that. I was just doing, like, little drills, little cardio, little, like, shooting around, different little dribble drills and stuff like that's something that'll be in my blood for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I played it so much, so many years, put so much time into it. So that's something that's just like, it's second nature. But yeah, the last time I was in the gym was with Brickley, my guy Chris Brickley. He definitely motivates me and tries to, when he gets the chance, he always tries to sneak me in the gym or get me in the gym, try to take me out the studio, get in the gym.
Absolutely. Shout out to Chris Brickley. Works out with the best of the best. And as you know, this is your home court. So we're going to not only promote your album, we're going to show your high school highlights. So I have to ask you, what are some of your most memorable moments when you were playing ball?
Just really for me, the AAU circuit was crazy because I got to really play against everybody that I'm seeing in the league today. You know what I mean? Everybody that I'm seeing that's having wonderful careers. I went up against them in AAU. Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, KD, all these guys, Harden, you know what I mean? So I was fortunate enough to be able to experience that. And now that I'm doing music, all these guys are my friends, you know what I mean? So it's beautiful.
So I have to not just respect the new project coming out, Book of David, and your hoop game, but you also have a store. It's on 145th. It's called From the Deli.
No,
so I want you to explain to our non-New Yorker audience the relationship that everyone in this city has with their local deli.
Oh, that's your mom's outside of your mom's. You know what I mean? Like if it wasn't no food in the crib, we go to the store. And the guy running the store is like an extension of your family if he know you, because I would get credit all kind of different things at the store when I didn't have. So I feel like Bodegas in New York is like a real cornerstone thing that each community, whether it's Brooklyn, Queens, Harlem, the Bronx, I feel like each community, within each community, they all have those. So I wanted to recreate my own and call it From the Deli.
That's so dope, the entrepreneurial spirit. And shout to Buddha the Future. Shout to Grant, executive produced the album. Booker David, make sure y'all go support that. But I have to ask you one more thing before you get out of here, because you're a hip-hop historian. If you had five albums that you could only listen to, what would they be?
Five albums?
Yup.
All right. It would be Nas, It Was Written. It would be Big Pun, Capital Punishment. It would be Styles P, Gangsta and the Gentleman. It would be Biggie, Life After Death.
He's sweating on this one.
I'm trying to think. Who was that last one? Probably, Victory Lap, Nipsey Hussle. Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Nip Hussle. That's a great call. We forever grateful for you, family. As I mentioned, this is your home court. We need to get you on every other week to talk music,
I'm here.
Entertainment, whatever you want to discuss.
I'm here.
Love is love.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate
always.
You.
Always. Thank you, man.